The U.S. plays Portugal in a key World Cup match tomorrow. It's in the tournament's most exotic locale, Manaus. Manaus is a city of nearly 2 million, right in the middle of the Amazon rainforest. Tomorrow's game will be the third of only four scheduled in Manaus' new $300 million World Cup stadium. The facility and the city have been targets for critics who say Brazil should be spending money on things other than a World Cup extravaganza. From Manaus, NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
Why not the World Cup in Manaus? We're not talking about a remote outpost on the Amazon. There's culture with the famous Amazonas Theater, opened in 1896. There's prosperity. Manaus is the sixth richest city in Brazil, thanks to its free trade zone designation, bringing big business like Nokia, Honda, Harley-Davidson. At the Manaus fish market, a vendor guts Amazon River pacu and bags them up for customers. The World Cup has been good business for fish vendors like 42-year-old Wanderson de Souza de Carvalho. It's helped a lot, he says. He's selling more fish, selling to tourists. I ask about the Arena da Amazônia. The stadium cost more than $300 million to build. The Brazilian press says it'll cost $250,000 a month just for upkeep once the World Cup is over. Is it money well spent? He pauses and smiles at translator Fernando Cavalcanti.
Doesn't want to answer?
Yeah, he kind of doesn't want to answer. He doesn't feel very comfortable answering.
Hamilton Leão does. The 45-year-old social and environmental activist has lived in Manaus his whole life. His reaction when he drives by the gleaming white stadium?
I look at that and I think, oh my God.
To understand that reaction, you have to understand that Hamilton Leão sees parts of Manaus most don't, like the neighborhood called Educandos. The 6,000 or so residents here live near the banks of the Black River, a huge tributary of the Amazon. And every year, around this time, the height of flood season, they essentially live in a plank city. 2 to 3 foot wide wooden planks are their streets connecting houses, their hallways connecting rooms. The planks are built above standing, fetid water everywhere. The water is filled with floating garbage and disease that regularly sends residents, especially kids, to the local hospital. 58-year-old Angela Maria, mother of five, grandmother of seven, invites me in.
We're now inside the house, and there are planks everywhere with about, I would say, a half a foot to a foot of water that the planks are over. We're now in the kitchen, and you can look into another room with pots and pans. Here's a bedroom with a bed. Here's a small bed with a fan going. It's very, very hot and humid.
I ask Leon what the government can do to help. Anything, he says, a plan to move these people. Short of that, better sanitation, better health care, issues protesters have raised throughout the country. A colleague of his who's come along says there's money to help and money for the World Cup, money for both. It's just, he says, a matter of political will. And there's more political will, he says, to put on the big party, which, ironically, even is taking place in Educandos. Above the garbage-filled water, residents have strung lines from house to house with small plastic green, yellow, and blue flags of Brazil and the World Cup. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Manaus.